You're listening to the Zandbergen Report, where wealth strategies and investment wisdom collide with Bart Zandbergen, your distinguished host and certified financial planner.
Welcome to the Zandbergen Report, a showcase for wealth strategies and investment wisdom that's essential for our evolving world. I'm your host, Bart Zandbergen. In the studio today, as usual, the all-knowing, the all-powerful, our producer, Paul.
I like that introduction here. Well, I feel better because now I got somebody brought me a gift. That always makes me feel like I'm more involved in the show here.
So I was just going to ask, Paul, are you ready to get healthy?
You're looking at me and laughing. I don't know. I'm trying to get healthy.
Well, with that said, I have a very special friend and a special guest, Catherine Rudat from Got Green Drink. She has an amazing business and a great story. So, Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Bart.
Of course, of course. Why don't we start by maybe just telling the listeners a little bit, how in the world did you get to selling green drinks and juices and so on and so forth and health?
Right. I get that question all the time, especially at the farmers markets. I've actually been in health and wellness for over 20 years. I have a background in exercise science and nutrition from my undergrad to my master's degree. And I had started a personal training business 20 years ago. Then it went into corporate wellness. So before all these companies had corporate wellness programs, I was already in there doing it with companies, having my own business. And then between social media and Facebook and just making my own green drink at home and posting it, I had people wanting to buy my green juice. And it really took off on Facebook. And it kind of just, then I had a green cleanse, and I really just really like greens or low sugar drinks. And I couldn't find one that tasted good out there and that wasn't full of apple or a bunch of pineapple.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I just had a friend who was also short of work. So I just said, you know, if I put you in my kitchen, will you make some juice? Next thing you know, I have friends from 20 years before in high school coming to my front door. And I want everybody to know I did not know that this was illegal to do until I got a call from the Better Business Bureau.
Ah, lesson.
Going, yeah, you need to be in a commercial kitchen.
I'm like,
all right, well, whoever turned me in, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, it made me move to a commercial kitchen, and next thing you know, I got into farmers markets and now corporations, and it just has rolled out.
So no master game plan, no 10-year goal, I'm going to be selling juices and green drinks. It just happened?
It just happened, and that is one thing, you know, people ask me all the time, do you have a business plan? I've never written a business plan. I've always gone with intentions, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but
yeah, sure.
I think sometimes business plans hold people back. Because if I would have had a business plan with this particular business, I probably would have never done it.
Yeah.
It's been way more intensive and with the overhead and whatnot, a lot harder than all my other businesses I've done.
Okay.
I'm enjoying it, but it's definitely had a lot more learning lessons involved.
So how long ago did you sell your first juice?
A little over 3 years ago.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I must have met you right around the beginning of your green juice adventure, because I think that's when I got my first one. So I thought you were well established by then.
No, I just come across that way.
Yeah, you sure do. You sure do. That kind of takes away my next question, although your previous career, I was like starting with the why. The why did you even get into health and fitness that led to the green drinks, which is health and fitness related? Is there a personal story that's connected
to that? I've always been into health and wellness, and I thought I was going to DO school. More alternative medicine. And after my undergrad at UC Davis and going through a lot of medical school classes, I always took the medical side of the higher end, like organic chemistry you had to take in order to get into medical school. The DO school that I wanted to go to was in the middle of nowhere. And to be honest with you, I was already at Davis, which was in the middle of nowhere. And I'm a Southern California girl.
Yeah.
So I decided to not go right away or think about it, but just start my own personal training business and nutrition business out of my house. And the Newport Beach area. I rented a place in Corona Del Mar, and I had family in real estate, so I was able to get addresses to homes. Again, sorry if that's illegal. got to use your resources. Well. You've got to use your resources. And I did a mass mailing, and I got my first three clients from that, which paid for the mailing and the, and whatnot itself. And then, you know, a couple of years into it, I realized I was making an impact on people's health that way. And I was not ready to go into medical school. You know, again, I just wasn't ready for that high intense. So I decided to do some my master's at night while working full time. And, you know, I do follow those TV shows with surgery and, you know, live vicariously through that. There's always that, you know, it's always been there in the back of my head. But I still work with a lot of physicians and people in the health and wellness world.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
that's how
neat. So, again, you kind of fell into it, so it takes away from some of this. But did you run into, I'm sure you did. I'm going to reword this. What challenges did you run into starting your business? And let's go back to your original business. Obviously, you started as a trainer. A lot of our listeners are business people or interested in starting a business. So what things did you have to overcome, or obstacles, et cetera?
Well, I started young. And if anybody's out there, I would just encourage them to always be saving money. Even as a kid, I worked and I saved money. So even in college, I worked and I saved money. And I had saved enough money to, you know, have those brochures. I talked to, you know, a couple people, and I knew that doing an in-home personal training business, I could buy inexpensive equipment that I could travel and bring it to a person's house. So I figured out a business that was in an area that was lucrative, and I could easily make my initial investment back. And then once I did that, it would be profitable. And every so often, I would have to buy a little bit more fresh equipment. So that's how I got started with that particular business. I thought really quickly I needed a business without overhead or a big investment.
So a great lesson there, what I took away is the saving for a rainy day, saving preparation. Okay. It's funny, it's kind of that's a little opposite. You and I had a conversation the other day about paying yourself. Yeah.
Yes.
Which is kind of the other end of that. But it's also that's important, right? At least you feel that way in our last conversation.
I've always been very, very good at paying myself and saving.
Yeah.
This last, you know, adventure with the juice company, I still have some of my other entities, wellness, in my wellness companies, and that's, you know, what keeps me afloat. But for some reason, I've had some blocks with this company and paying myself. I think because I've grown it so fast, which another lesson is I've learned is even if you grow slow, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, you don't always have to win the race. So, yes, you don't feel good about, you got to feel good about doing business. And I have to remind myself, and I've been told that before. And you don't feel good if you don't get paid.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Fair enough. I don't know. Paul, do you get paid working here, or is this just for fun?
This is just for fun. I'm independently wealthy. I just want to share conversations. Just makes me happy.
See, there are people like that.
Well, one day I want to be independently healthy and just, you know, have conversations with people too. But right now I work in the markets, and hopefully it ends up with a sale.
Yeah, exactly. maybe not a fair question, but I think it's relevant. You're a woman business owner. Do you think that has created any challenges for you, or you just power right through?
You know, I think it's a very fair question. I really don't know if I've incurred too much, just because I've always worked since I was young. I think I have definitely incurred, the younger I was, you know, like, you know, maybe a little bit more like, gee, she's got a lot going, you know, she just doesn't stop. In corporate America, I think definitely some sexism has happened in the past, but I always just, I was okay to lose that account if I didn't want to play their games. Yeah. I always stuck, you know, to it and went somewhere else to make money. But at the end of the day, like, nothing's easy, so I've never just honed in, like, or made it, like, a big reason as to why I haven't gotten anywhere, didn't get that particular account, you know, especially back in my biggest wellness corporation days before so many companies then decided that they knew how to run wellness programs. I did lose a couple accounts that were really large because I didn't want to play into some games with some of the men. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. So...
Good for you. Yeah, good. Do you have any mentors?
I have a lot of mentors.
Yeah?
A lot of people. I mean, I don't even have, like, a favorite movie. I just have, like, multiple favorite movies. I watch multiple, you know, I have different mentors. I talk to a lot of people that I admire. I've learned to ask questions. And I think that's a big... You know, lesson for me, too, is, you know, it wasn't even till later in life, start asking questions of these successful people. So you don't feel so alone. But, yes, I do.
Okay. Any specific, you don't have to name the mentor, but any specific lesson that stands out in your head that, that you picked up from one of your mentors?
Yes, there was times, like, they thought that they were going to go out of business. And there was a time I thought possibly I was going to with this juice company. I was like, not sure if I was going to be able to break through. And, I was vulnerable and just asked a couple of very wealthy people who have their own companies. And they, to my surprise, were like, oh, you have no idea. You have no idea. Like, I literally thought we were going to go bankrupt one time. And I don't know why, but, like, that really made me feel good. And then the perseverance of not giving up. And that there are solutions, and talk to some different financial people, or this is how we overcame that debt, or, you know, we strategized in different areas, or pulled back, or...
Perfect. I think people either almost and or how many successful people do you know that have gone bankrupt or lost their business or whatnot? It's just a stepping stone to the ultimate goal. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Good stuff so far. We'll be right back.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest, hire.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. Buy three with triple points on airfare. Buy two with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
All right, we got some green drinks here with Bart and his guest.
Welcome back. All right, so we talked about mentors. Before we change the subject, how about, is there any, like, other than the Zandbergen Report, is there any podcasts that you like to listen to or authors that you either read or listen to?
You know, lately I was listening to the Lori Harder podcast. She's really good. She talks about tribes and, you know, connecting with people. Don't forget your connections.
Interesting.
And that was just pointed out to me. I listened to a podcast called, this is going to be funny, but it's called, oh gosh,
So far, it's real funny. How do you spell that?
It was that really good. It's good.
We're gonna go to something
it's
else.
Like, and it's bad. Funny. Thanks. When somebody asks you, like, how are you?
Yeah.
And you're like, crappy, thanks for asking.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the name of the podcast, is like, crappy, thanks for asking. And I think it's funny because it makes you feel like a real person. So they talk about real life things.
Yeah.
And, well, that was a little awkward.
Those listening later may not hear that part of the podcast.
Oh, this is editable. Okay. Well,
maybe. A little bit. Now that we've said that, though, maybe we'll leave it in just so they know what we left in. You know, it could be.
All right. So business part has been fun, and hopefully we'll get a little bit more on the business. But I think a lot of people like to know, like, why would you do I always call them green drinks. That's the name of your company. That's I'm like you. I do your lowest sugar drink.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have different drinks for different purposes. So why would someone do that, and what would they do? What would you recommend?
So the reason I created my company is, again, because I couldn't find a healthy organic juice that actually tasted good and that was low in sugar. So believe it or not, there's a lot of companies out there, but
full of sugar.
One, full of sugar, or two, they don't actually taste good and they're not full of sugar, you know? So it actually takes a person who knows how to make a recipe. It took me a while to come up with drinks that were drinkable. Now, as far as like why I have a rainbow of the different flavors is because, you know, we do want a rainbow of fruits and vegetables in our diet. So people who do have a problem getting in fibrous foods, it's a good idea to help supplement with the juice. But no one can have enough greens or dark leafy vegetables in, you know, their life. So that's where juicing comes in, especially with my product, because it's so low in sugar that like our 16 ounce juice is equivalent to 6 servings of vegetables a day. Mm-hmm. And you were supposed to get in 12. So, you know, normally you probably see out there equivalent to 2 servings of vegetables because the rest is full of fruit juice.
Yeah. Interesting.
And the other cool thing, too, about our product is that we flash freeze it at the peak of nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So people are able to keep it in their freezer and take it out and just defrost it within a minute or two in some soaking water and have a fresh juice on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. That's nice. The word cleanse seems to be a pretty popular buzzword in the health and wellness industry right now. Your opinion, and I think you have drinks that are, I always get the green, but I think you have drinks that are associated with the cleanse, right?
Yes, and my cleanse is mainly green-based, and we have people who do just a one day to people who are more extreme that do multiple days. I personally never do more than 1 or 2 days, and that's after if I've come home from a trip, you know, and I didn't have access to my green juice or my beet juice.
Okay.
Because I'm drinking it every day, so my systems are already pretty clean and alkaline.
Okay.
And especially with people who are beginners and are never cleansed before, I do just recommend trying a day or two. Just even doing one day every couple weeks helps flush your system. The reason why a lot of people sometimes don't end up finishing a cleanse is because the 3 to 5 or 6 day cleanses just really are hard to do.
Yeah.
And who really has that kind of time where they're never going to go out to dinner or never going to have a glass of wine?
Yeah.
So it's a little too restrictive.
Okay. All right, so there is something to the whole cleanse thing, is what you're saying.
Yes, you really want... Well, see, in your... Let's get really cool here.
Yeah.
And gross. Ready
let's
for
this? Let's get raw.
I'm ready.
Okay,
let's get raw.
So your intestinal tract, whether you're regular every day and you go to the bathroom 1 or 2 times, you still, from just eating food, it starts to line your intestinal tract, like old fecal matter.
Yeah.
So in order to clean that out, you need to drink a ton of greens and a ton of water. And when you do that, you'll see it's your fecal matter is even darker black.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
Man, I had no idea what I just asked there, Paul.
I know. I get abused the
couple
the
weeks
poop
ago
emoji more than anybody in the world when I'm texting people about their cleanse. A
couple weeks ago, we're talking about beauty. Before that, we're talking about the wine. Now we're talking about dark fecal matter.
Yeah, I know. Well, at least I have to talk about it every day. So you want to clean that out. That helps prevent cancer of the colon.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? How do you clean it? Is it just running juices through it? Do you have to put fiber through it? Do some people go through in very intensive sorts of seven-day fastings and stuff here? I mean, what gets that coated crap out?
Literally.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was saying I personally only need to do it, you know, 1 or 2 days every once in a while. And that's because I'm drinking the juice every day and drinking 16 ounce bottles of water every day. So one, if you want to at least at minimum be drinking half your body in ounces of water per day.
Wow.
Okay, minimum. And that's if you're not even active. And then on top of it, yes, the green juices or some beets mixed with greens helps create an alkaline environment along with all those fluids. And when you're drinking about 6 of those juices a day on a cleanse, they really help absorb into that intestinal wall that old fecal matter and help pull it off and push it out. Was that a good visual?
Wow.
I can't get it out of my head.
I hope the YouTubers are getting the visual.
Can I ask one more question? So you got me curious now, because I hear other people who come on the shows here and talk about the benefit of alkalinity, and where some people claim that cancer can't grow.
Survive in an alkaline environment,
yeah.
Yes. So I put a lot of lemon in our product. So when I talk to people, I'm like, if you can put lemon in your juice, on your food, in your water... lemon is one of the healthiest things we can do to help create that alkaline environment within our body, because it is true that in an alkaline environment, diseases such as cancer, you know, allegedly can't survive. Did I answer?
Okay. All right.
I knew that was coming, Paul. I was waiting for the alkaline question from Paul.
Had to ask a question. Well, you mentioned you do alkaline. We had somebody here who does a whole home water systems where they put
I have alkaline water right here, because in my kitchen we make some of our juices, our lemonades particularly, we use alkaline water.
And there's some place I think in Costa Mesa where you can actually go buy water.
Oh yeah, I sell it too. It's great. But in order to you can make your own out just by adding lemon to your water, you're making it alkaline.
Oh, I didn't know
more
that.
Alkaline.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Not to put
that's
the
why I always put a lemon in my water.
Business, but,
that's
yeah.
a good thing. Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Any success stories that you can think of, like someone
either
in your wellness or in the juice.
No, it freaks me out.
Yeah.
Like I've had especially in the farmer's market, like honestly a month ago one of my clients emailed me and she said, I'm late to the market. Please set aside the turmeric. I need it. I juice regular, just raw turmeric for people. And she came up and she I had no idea. She's been buying it for me every week. I don't ask personal questions. I mean, I get to know people, but I let them share.
Yeah.
And she literally said she was just diagnosed cancer-free. And she was like, I have been taking, you know, 3 to 4 ounces of this turmeric every single day, along with some Chinese herbs she gets from an acupuncturist.
Yeah.
She said, and I swear by this. She's like, and my Chinese herbalist says, do not stop taking this stuff.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm not saying I can cure cancer.
Yeah.
But maybe I can.
Well, I'm not going to argue.
So I have, after a couple of years, I'm starting to hear.
Yeah, that's
the
great.
Results.
That's
got to
be very, very fulfilling, I would think, right?
Oh, my God. That is like the, you know, why didn't I go to medical school? That's the feeling I want to feel. This
exactly.
isn't for me about somebody losing a pound or two on a cleanse. This is like true medical healing.
Yeah, that's so awesome. So I can't believe we're running out of time. That went by super fast. But I, as normal, I'd like to ask the final thought question.
And
we're going to do that after.
Yeah.
So the final thought question is, what is your ultimate lesson learned? Life,
for this,
career, whatever.
You know, for this ultimate lesson in this journey that I am doing right now is a reminder that it's okay to grow your business slow and still enjoy life. I did that in the past, and I lost that this past couple years. I literally forgot to have fun. I didn't know how. And so I'm having to relearn how to enjoy life. So right now, that's my ultimate lesson is, what are you working for if you're not enjoying, if you don't know how to enjoy a few hours that you have free?
I love it. Work-life balance.
Yeah.
That's a great lesson. Great lesson. Well, we're going to close up. I want to make sure people know how to reach you, and I know you have a very, very special offer. So whatever contact you want to give out, website, email, whatever you like, so go ahead and give that.
Yes, you can reach me on my website at www.gotgreendrinks.com, and you will see an email there and a phone number. And just for everybody who listens today, there's a special discount. I've never offered this large of a discount before, that if you enter the code, discount code, podcast.
Nice.
At checkout, you'll receive 25% off.
How come you didn't have them enter Zandbergen Report? It's so much easier than podcast.
Because they would have gotten so frustrated misspelling that.
Well, that's very generous. Thank you so much. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of people interested in giving it a try, as I do, and which I love it. So I want to thank I'm going to thank you for being in the studio today. It was
Thanks
really
for having
a great
me.
Show. And I'm going to thank everyone who has tuned in. We look forward to having you back next week. Have a great week. Cheers.
Cheers.
Tune in next week for the latest edition of the Zandbergen Report, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Catch up on our recent shows by visiting www.bartzandbergen.com. Interested in being a featured guest on our show, or have a question you'd like to hear us answer on the Zandbergen Report? Email podcast@bartzandbergen.com.
Zandbergen Report is a production of OC Talk Radio and is provided for educational purposes only. The content of this program and the views of the guests should not be considered as recommendations by OC Talk Radio or investment advice from the host, Bart Zandbergen, or any other entity attached to this production. Investors should always consult qualified financial, investment, tax, or legal professionals prior to investing.